USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At the end of his press briefing at the White House, President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin against using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemical weapons.
In the press briefing, President Biden also announced that the U.S. will downgrade its trade status with Russia as punishment for its invasion of Ukraine and also ban imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. A powerful late winter storm combining rivers of moisture and frigid temperatures is expected to dump snow from the deep south all the way to the Canadian border over the weekend. Snowfall totals ranging from about 4 inches in northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi to about 13 inches in northern Maine could cause travel problems and power outages across a wide part of the eastern United States through early. The system is referred to by some as an ominous-sounding bomb cyclone. This is USA Radio News.
Across the U.S., many households struggle to meet basic energy needs, and research indicates that African-American communities often face higher energy burdens. LIHEAP, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, assists low-income households with paying their heat and electric bills. Here is John Thompson with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
LIHEAP is a valuable resource for African-American communities and can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel costs. LIHEAP may provide crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills. Even if you've only recently experienced a need for support, you can apply for LIHEAP today.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Texas's high court effectively ended a challenge by clinics to a state law that banned most abortions in the state by ruling state officials, including those tasked with doctor licensing, have no role in enforcing the law. The Texas Supreme Court's decision came in a lawsuit against those officials by clinics suing over a law known as SB8 that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs and assists a woman in obtaining an abortion after cardiac activity is detected in the embryo. Suggests that nearly 19 million Americans plan to move because they can now work remotely. With the COVID-19 pandemic initially forcing many companies to allow employees to work remotely, 9.3% or 18.9 million of respondents in an Upwork survey said they plan to relocate. That is compared to 6.1% in October of 2020. Upwork has said 4.9 million people have already moved since 2020 because of their remote work. This is USA Radio News.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture, The Harbingers of Things to Come, the one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available online at fathomevents.com.
And so, testing mistake, India launched a missile to the wrong country.
India reported Friday that it accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan Wednesday because of a technical malfunction during routine maintenance. India officials said while the incident is deeply regrettable, it is also a matter of relief that there had been no loss of life due to the accident. Pakistan's foreign office said it had summoned India's charge d'affaires in Islamabad to lodge a protest saying, "Be mindful of the unpleasant consequences of such negligence in the future." From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump is pushing his big rally tomorrow in South Carolina by saying it will be a showstopper. In a statement, he said, "Big rally in South Carolina this weekend, honoring Katie Arrington, who is running against the absolutely horrendous Nancy Mace, and Russell Fry, who is running against a doesn't have a clue Tom Rice. Big crowds at the Florence Regional Airport starts at 7 p.m. See you there." Many Nike brand stores throughout Russia are still open, according to checks made by Reuters today, more than a week after the world's biggest sports retailer said it's temporarily closing down all its shops in the country in response to the attack on Ukraine. Nike said March 3rd that it would suspend operations at all of its stores in Russia, joining several Western brands that did so in the wake of Moscow's invasion. Nike has 100 stores in the Russian Federation, according to its store directory. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.